Hello, good morning. Welcome to a car boo in Cork, Ireland. I'm driving the car from my house in the suburb, Glanmire, right into the centre of the city to meet a friend in the English market. And the plan is to talk about what he learned at some kind of workshop he went to on Saturday, where a journalist came along and explained what you had to do to publish a newsletter, and I'm just keen to kind of pick his brains about that. I'm had a flustered time at the moment because I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do a car boo while keeping both hands on the steering wheel, and this is really my my first proper go with an iPhone properly tied up beside me. Anyway, enough about that kind of details. Let me just tell you what has been on my mind this morning. Listowel Writers' Week. Listowel Writers' Week is a literary festival. It began 40 years ago, and it began in a small little town in the southwest of Ireland called Listowel. Not to be confused with Listowel, Ontario, Canada, which is a much bigger place. Now, Listowel in Kerry is the place where John B. Keane and Brian McMahon, and maybe a few other people as well, whose names I've forgotten, began a literary festival 40 years ago. And the extraordinary thing is that this festival has survived until today. It's gone through two or three Irish recessions. It's actually probably managed to survive 10 committees, although I'm sure some of the people on the committee are running it, and they're all volunteers, have been running it for a very long time. Excuse me, that sound you just heard in the background was me opening the window to let a bit of fresh air into the car. The reason I'm so keen on Listowel Writers' Week is that I went there in 2007 and absolutely loved it and made a vow to myself that I would go there every year until I died. Better put the window up, actually, because I think you'll hear the sound better this way. I didn't go in 2008 because I got a bout of severe depression, and that kind of kept me stuck in the house all the time. I went back in 2009 and loved it and set up a blog with a couple of other great guys. And we drove a blog around the festival, and we literally put up as much content as we could about this Listowel Writers' Week, totally unofficially. We're the fringe, so to speak. They don't even really love us on the central committee, but we actually love the festival. And this year, the same thing has been happening. It's very much a shoestring operation. There's a huge amount of content. You could find it on Google if you put in Listowel Writers' Week Fringe blog. You'll get it. And the reason I'm kind of so keen on it is that time is running out. We literally have only a few more days until it kicks off on the 2nd of June. So I'm desperate to make contact with people coming to Listowel who'd like to be an author and give us content for the blog. People who are going to workshops who'd be willing to just be chatted to at Listowel. Audio Boo has come on stream since last year, so I expect there'll be a large amount of audio booing from Listowel Writers' Week. Anyway, I have no idea how long this has gone on, probably much too long. I may be about to overrun the 5-minute limit, so I'm going to stop. But there will be more literary boos from around the theme of Listowel Writers' Week in the coming days. Thank you very much. Paul O'Mahony signing out from an absolutely sun-soaked Cork in southwest Ireland. Goodbye. Oh my God.